Thank you for inviting me. The voting day, so here we have everyone who's voted with their feet. Leave it out there, that's the real thing. The sukkah that I opened up on El Shabbos in my shul, and I'd like to close here to understand the sukkah, which have some havan in the sukkah. The pasuk says, Hashem said to Moshe, Daber nova oznei ha'am, speak to the people, Vayishalu ish me'es re'ehu, v'isha me'es re'usa, klei chesef u'chli zav, klei zahav. Speak to the people and tell them to Pharaoh, ish me'es re'ehu, man from their fellow man, v'isha me'es re'usa, women from their other women, klei chesef u'chli zav, Yitain Hashem eschein ha'am be'enei Mitzrayim, and Hashem will give Klal Yisrael achein, that this trick will work. Gamu ish Moshe gadol ma'od be'eretz Mitzrayim be'enei avdei Pharaoh be'enei ha'am. So, this is a tzivui that came all the way from Avram Avinu, the Brisken Absarim, the Yitzur Berchush Gadol. We're going to leave Mitzrayim Berchush Gadol, it was repeated. In the Sneh, that we're going to leave Mitzrayim with prosperity, and here we are approaching the Makas B'chayros, the end of the Makas Mitzrayim, and Hashem says to Moshe, okay, now it's time for the prosperity game, and this is how you're going to make a lot of money. Vayishalu ish me'es re'ehu v'ish me'es re'usa klei chesed v'klei zav. You're going to borrow tons of stuff, tons of money, tons of klei chesed, tons of klei zav, and the Torah tells us further, and also smolois, clothing and material and garments. Ad kedei kachu v'yinafsulus Mitzrayim. They'll empty out Mitzrayim, or they emptied out Mitzrayim. Yitain Hashem eschein ha'am be'enei Mitzrayim. And it'll work. People will lend you money, hagam, that you were slaves and you're not necessarily people that know how to work with money, or not people that we've ever lent money to before. It will work. The Dover Difla, which I want to try to be miyashik today before we get into the technicalities of it, is where is the ethics of borrowing from the midstream al minas with the full intention that we will never pay it back. There was no havamina, I don't think, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, Moshe Rabbeinu's eyes, or for that matter in Klal Yisrael's eyes, that this is really a loan. So if it's not a loan, call it a donation, call it a gift. So Vayishalu Ishmei Re'eyu, it seems like, however we're going to be masber this, it seems that there's something missing, B'Yisoyd HaDvarim, B'Mekar HaDvarim, B'Sherish HaDvarim, as to why we would leave Mitzrayim on this kind of gray, if we're being generous, a gray area of ethics. Vayishalu Ishmei Re'eyu. Let's go borrow.
Okay.
No, I don't want to say anything bad. It's sort of laid out at the beginning. I remember years ago, I met a fundraiser for a certain institution. I met him at a hospital. So I met him a couple of years before, so I asked him, how are you doing? You're doing well, because he was complaining that it was very difficult for him to get money. People weren't giving him enough money to support his voice. And so he said, no, he's doing well. So I said, Baruch Hashem, you're doing well. What changed? He said, I changed my technique. So I said, I used to ask people for a donation. They used to give me $18, $25, $36. Now I ask them for a loan, and they give me $1,000, $2,000, $5,000. So I said, yeah, but you have to pay back those loans. Oh, they don't expect it back. Okay. It's like an interesting, right? Tara.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Just see what it does. It's a shayla, which is kibat eidolov shuva. It's not by kasha. Indirectly, the Rishardim asked the kasha, the Rabban asked the kasha, Rav Sadia Gaon was barach for this, the Abar Vidal was barach for this kasha, and many, including the Rashbab, Al-Adaf, and the Kores Gedolos, concluded that it can't be, that it just can't be. So they say the taich, we're taiching it wrong. By Yishalu Ish Be'es Re'eyu She'eila, has two meanings. She'ela can mean borrowing, and she'ela can be a lashon of bakasha. So who said that the she'ela here was a lashon of she'ela, which was unethical, meaning that we're going to borrow it on the nas, that we're going to give it back, and we never have any condition of giving, but every intention of giving back, so it's really a borrowing on the nas, liknoi. Who said that's the place, the case? V'yishalu, just be mevakesh from them, and you'll have chayin, and they'll give it to you, go around and do the first type of fundraising, where you're actually asking for things, v'yishalu.
But some Rishonim say that the reason why the Mitzrayim ran after afterwards was because they had borrowed it.
So first of all, kibat all the Rishonim say that they were running, what was the charata? The charata, they took all our money, they borrowed it. We're not gonna get it back if they're running out, if they're really running out, not just for 3 days, we're not getting it back, they were worried about it. That's first of all. Second of all, you don't have to go so far as the Rishonim.
The other Rishonim wants to say they gave him things that could be mockery for them. They at the time they wanted to give the things because they were afraid for their lives. The power gave them.
So what's Vayishalu?
So
I'm not arguing that they wanted to give him things.
They may have asked for it as a loan, but they gave it to him as a gift.
So why they asked as a loan? Well, they had a plan to pay it back. So you're saying, in other words, I'm asking you a question.
That I don't know.
If you're asking somebody to borrow something, aren't you supposed to have the kavanah to give it back? Clear. I mean, like somebody said in my shul, maybe that's where the middle came, to borrow without paying back.
Another thing, Rabbi, was when they said, I want to give you some of your students. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have any, but it's in your drawer right down there, because during the plague of darkness,
they found
out all this stuff. So that's another issue.
You know, what the pasuk that I just read to you was the pasuk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Sivui to Moshe to be Mitzaveh, Klal Yisrael to do this. Then we have the parsha of the Karban Pesach. And then they did it. The Torah reports that they did it. Uvnei Yisrael, this is a Parakut Beis. That was Parakut Aleph, Pasuk Beis. This was Parakut Beis, Pasuk Labed Hei. Uvnei Yisrael, Asu Kitvar Moshe. The Bnei Yisrael did do, like Moshe said, Vayishalu Bimitraim, Klei Kesef, Klei Zav, Usmalois. They were even Moshev on the Mitzvah. Not only did they take Klei Kesef and Klei Zav, they took Smalot. Vahashem Nosan Eschein Ha'am, just like Moshe Rabbeinu said they would. Hashem Nosan Eschein Ha'am, Beidei Mitzrayim, Vayash Ilum. How do you want to touch that? No matter what the Rishardim say, that the She'ela in the first pasuk, it means Bakasha, doesn't mean Halvar, doesn't mean She'ela of borrowing. There's simply no Hebrew way to touch Vayashi Lub, and they what? They were Mavakesh something back, Vayashi Lub, they lent it to them. By the way, I noticed that Rav Hirsch in the first pasuk is Bayrech on how it means Bakasha, on the second pasuk he's silent.
So what was the idea of taking, we know gold and silver, but why clothing?
Okay, good question. Maybe we'll get to that, but it's not my subject. It's a very good question. But I think we'll answer it.
People do a remote. If someone owes you money and they're not going to pay you back,
okay.
It's a remote.
Okay, hold the thought. But let's get the kasha clear. Good thought. I'm saying from the pasuk gufa, it's mucha v'ashem nosa nascheda al peyni mitzrayim v'yash ilum. Vayidatzlu es Mitzrayim. What does Vayidatzlu mean? Empty Mitzrayim out. Mitzrayim was bankrupt. Mitzrayim, the richest nation in the world, was bankrupt.
Still, because
the Jews took everything.
We use one that tells differently.
That's why I'm reading to you the Targum. It doesn't mean today that they took advantage of Mitzrayim. Group of Talmidei Chachamim, Vayidatzlu doesn't mean the modern Hebrew of how do I know? Because the Targum says, Vahiriku, Vahirikinu Yas Mitzrayim.
Isn't being a clever
word. Vahirikinu Yas Mitzrayim.
sorry, love, isn't it also connected with the Lashon of saving? They like rescued the name of Mitzrayim. So I've heard an interpretation.
Not the Targum, it's our Rashi. That's the modern Hebrew, sort of. Like the Hatzolah, but it's not the chat that they call Hatzolah here. Even though somebody suggested at the beginning that we need Hatzolah here. But this is not like Hatzolah. The Hatzolah was, we took every single penny and the smolo. Don't think you're going to have clothes in your closet. Or you're going to have material in your door. By Natsos, we tried empty. Empty. The Chazal, if you look at the version even of the Haggadah, like, they were so machmir, this mitzvah of clay kesev and clay zav, machmir just pots and pans. No, they took the coin, they took every single thing that they could find, gold and silver, and they also took copper, they also took the choshes. To prove it, before the Medrash, but I can prove it to you in the Mikra Gufa. They took everything, every valuable metal, every valuale piece of clothing. Let them betray you. Wow. Just sitting there empty, this is what the Torah reports. You believe? You believe? Yeah. By Yidatz was Mitzrayim. By Riku was Mitzrayim. Yeah. So the Bezus Hayab, very good question. The Bezus Hayab, so the Medrash asked the Kasha by Yidatz was Mitzrayim, what was the Bezus Hayab? They didn't get the army. In other words, they didn't get the army. That was, the security was too high. That was a different thing. That was Paro's private place. You know, it's very interesting that everybody in Klal Yisrael was involved with this, L'chaira. Or everybody in Klal Yisrael was involved with this, because the Gemara says that Kol Am Kulay was Osek B'Bizas Mitzrayim, and Moshe was Osek in what? Atzus Yosef. Bashma, that outside of Moshe, everybody was getting money. Purim. It was what was going on there. Lemaisa, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin like this. So let's look at the sugi. This is the second raya that pshat can't be the right pshat, at least to the second pasuk. How to be miyashiv the rishon? I'll leave for you. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Well-known Gemara, but kedai to learn it inside. Amishin on a diyoma. Sanhedrin tzadik aleph amid aleph. Talks about Tanur Rabbanim Be'esrim Va'arba Be'nisan. This is a quote from Megillas Tainus, that there was a yomtiv on the 24th day of Nisan and another one on the 25th day of Sivan. We're going to learn Isnatlu Dimnosoi Me'Yehuda Me'Yerushalayim. We were able to lift the claims of Yerushalayim and Eretz Yehuda. Kishabo, we're just going to learn this, not the Gemara that we're looking at, but it's a context to understand the whole thing. Kishabo b'nei Afrikai ladur im Yisrael. There came a time that the b'nei Afrikai came to Bidal im Yisrael lifnei Alexandros Mukta. They came to Alexandros Mukta, usually translated as Alexander the Macedonian.
Yeah.
Mukta. Amrulo. And they came, so it means to say that the time of Alexander the Great, in his conquest and conquering of the world, he set up a UN, a certain court, and anybody has what's the pshat in this UN? Anybody has any titles on the Jews, here's the place. We have a place to come.
Like
a stage. You have a place to come. Alexander the Great. Abrulo, this is like, you know, it's not even the UN, I'm not saying good. It's like the protocols of the elders of Zion. It was the protocols of the elders of Zion was the most anti-Semitic document of history, probably, where everybody is claiming, was able to come and bring their claims against Klal Yisrael. Unbelievable what we looked through. So came the B'nai Afrikai. Ba'yesh lanu. The B'nai Afrikai, like the only people we're not fighting against, right? The B'nai Afrikai. They came, London of Yisrael, Lifnei Alexander's Mukta, Amrulai, and they said, Eretz Kinoan, Shalonuhi, that Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. Deceive Eretz Kinoan, Lugvuloseha. This is what Noach said to the B'nai Kinoan, Eretz Kinoan, Lugvuloseha, Reparches Noach, Uknan, Avuad, Dehanu, and Kinoan is our father. let me just give you a little historical background, just so we understand. Alexander the Great was at the beginning of the time of the Vayishevi, right? Alexander the Great met with Shimon HaTzadik.
Yeah.
Shimon HaTzadik was Bishiore Kneses HaGadol. So he was the he was at the time at the beginning of the time of the Bayis Sheni, and he met, according to our Chazal, he met with Alexander the Great, the famous story of the two of them meeting. So this was the time of the beginning of the second Bayis. Africa at that time was not Africa as we know it today. Africa at that time, you could wiki this when you get home. Africa at that time was what we call today Tunisia. That was called Bnei Africa. After that, it spread out because of different wars and different conquests. Everything that in Africa, North Africa, became Bnei Africa. We're talking about Tunisia. Tunisia, the Bnei Africa, got there according to our history and probably the history of the world. That we know that there was a the Abib that were in Eretz Yisrael, the Flali Abib, the, right, as a Achivi, Bet HaGirgashi. So that the Girgashi went to Tunisia when they were thrown out of Canaan, and they became the Bnei Africai. So we're talking about the Tunisians over here. That's what we're talking about. This is a fact historically. Just for fun, tell you that that those that have done the excavations of the very, very ancient sites of Tunisia actually uncovered a floor where it said Girgashi.
Wow.
Doesn't mean anything, but it's Nachman, no? They actually called it Girgashi. So this is what we're talking about. We're not talking about necessarily Kenya and Nigeria and everybody's coming and running. We're talking about Dafka, those that came from Eretz Yisrael, came to North Africa, came to Tunisia, and Alexander Mukhtar, of course, was taking over that entire area. So they said, Eretz Canaan is us. What's important here is that the Klal Yisrael had just come from a gullus of 70 years. The Bayis Rishon was Nechrav. There was a Purim story. There was Ezra. There was Nehemiah. Started the Knesset HaGdolah, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, which was bookended by Shimon HaTzadik Mishiyore Knesset HaGdolah. Eretz Yisrael, which the Goyim thought after the form of Bayis Rishon was Judenrein, all of a sudden the Jews are back. Not only are they back, but they built the Beis HaMikdash. Not only did they build the Beis HaMikdash, but they have farms and property, and it's working, and agriculture, and an economy, and that was a time. You do it. This was a time. What happens when Klal Yisrael is Matzliach? Hey, whose money is that? Whose land is that? Here's a land that never grew a tomato. All of a sudden, like because of the bracha of Hashem, it's growing green, and the desert has turned green, and everything is beautiful. This is what's going on in the time of the Bayis Sheni. Kach Amru Chazal, take a look at the end of Eicha Rabba. This is exactly what happened. It was at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, all of the Shechina came back into Eretz Yisrael, almost all of the Shechina, Shechina v'leikola Shechina, came back to Eretz Yisrael, and everything started to turn green, and the money started to flow, and people were super prosperous, and health came back, and it was a wonderful, comes the Goyim and they say it's Shalom. Before this, it was a wasteland. But now that you're here and you've done this, we want it. Okay, we understand history. This was all at the beginning of the time of the Bayis Sheni. Very important to understand the history. Amar Lahu Gavia Ben Pasisa. So there was a Yid by the name of Gavia Ben Pasisa. Zachar Oisai Latoy. He was a spokesman for the Jewish people. He was, according to Chazal, a hunchback. Chazal called him the Gabona. He was a hunchback. Our story today is about the straightening out of this hunchback. This Gavia ben Pasisa, who was a great speaker, albeit a hunchback, came to the Chachamim, and he said, we have Esar Yaakov, because here we have the Alexander the Great based in. We have this new stage for complaints, and the Canaanim are coming, and they want their land back, and Alexander Mukhtar, if he wants to give them their land back, we're going to have Tsaris, Esari Heliakov. This is not the first time or the second time or the third time this happened. We need to answer them. We need to give them a good answer. Tnuli Rishus, give me Rishus, that I will go Ve'elach Ve'aduni Mohem. I will be down with them. Lifnei Alexandros Mukhtar. I will go into the Supreme Court of Alexandros Mukhtar, and I will argue. Ivinat Schuli, and here's my strategy. If they win this argument, possibility. If they win this argument, what's going to be? Abru hedyot shebarer nitzachta. So they want some kind of a hedyot. Why was he a hedyot? Who said he wasn't a Talmud Chacham? Why is he calling himself a hedyot? Because he wasn't part of the Sanhedrin. What he means to say, he was not an official representative of the Sanhedrin. He was a hedyot. That's what a hedyot means. A hedyot doesn't mean that he was a jerk. He was stupid. He was anything but. He was a brilliant man, obviously. But he was a hedyot in the sense that he wasn't an official representative of the Jewish people, so you won against him. So if they win, Amru hedyot shebarer nitzachta v'imaniyah natzeach, but if I win this argument, v'imaniyah natzeach oisav Amru, they will say, Torah svoisha nitzachta. There's a limud here, by the way. It means to say that not everybody should go and argue the cause of the Jewish people. Not everybody, because Merken Kalyabach, it's not so poshut that anybody who thinks that they've got something to say should go and say it. Because we find throughout history over and over again, the people that, smart Alex, that thought that they were smart in representing the Jewish people, have said things which are terrible for the Jewish people. We can talk about it in a different shir, but over and over and over again throughout history. So he went to the Chachamim and he said, look, I have a plan that if I'm not Matzliach, at least we won't be Mafsid. That's my plan. At least it won't be a Hesed. Okay. Nosnu le Rishus. Ib Kei. He was Mavakish Rishus. You have to ask Rishus for such a thing. Before you represent the Jewish people, you have to ask Rishus. Nosnu le Rishus. V'holach v'don ibahem, and he was done. Ober lahem, and this was how his argument went. Beheichen atem bevi in raya. How do you know, Tunisians, that you were here in Eretz Yisrael? How do you know that this was your father's land, and how do you know it was given to Canaan? Aber loy, ha-ha, from your Torah, bina Torah. We know it from the Torah. Aber lahem, so he said to them, okay, you want to work on that level? Happy. Avani loy avi lachem raya, la bina Torah. So I'll also bring you a raya from the Torah. Shenemar, this was clever. You see how clever he was? Shenemar vayoymer arur klan evin avodim yelachim. Lechov. Lechov. They're supposed to be avodim, you guys, yeah. Tunisians. You're supposed to be avodim. Avodim to who? Avodim to who?
Jews.
No, but le'echov.
To the Hashem.
That's right. To
the
same ed yefes. To the same ed yefes. Avodim b'mtzius. Right? To your brothers. Right?
Right.
Right, to their brothers. I think that's right. In other words, they're supposed to be avodim to Essen. We're not talking about avodim to the Jews. It's interesting that the B'nai Knan, if you trace it historically, so they were the they actually traveled to the B'nai, to the Medina Sayyam, to the B'nai Yefes. If you watch the migration of Chubs of Knan, which I do carefully, they actually, in history, they founded, for instance, the city of Marseille. With respect to. In other words, France, Germany, Italy, Le'efes. So you're supposed to be Avodim. Hello. You want to go according to the Torah, you're supposed to be Avodim. Evet Shekhanan Lechasim. What's the din according to the Torah before Shin Lechobish? Evet Shekhanan Lechasim. Evet Labi, Lechasim Labi. It's not yours anyway. You have nothing. You're an Evet if you're going with the Torah. Beloyoi, not only that, Shalosh Arei Kabashonim Shloyim Gatuni. Have you been Avodim the whole time? No. There's plenty of times of freedom for the B'nai Knan. So it means to say that, you owe us money. If anything, you owe us money. Everything that you were kind of yourselves, you owe us money. So this is the Hachzir Lehem Tshuva. Give them a Tshuva. Amr Lehem Alexandras Balka. He changes his name here. Alexander the Melech says, Hachaziru Lai Tshuva. Give him a Tshuva, he says to the B'nai Afrikai. Give him a Tshuva. By the way, I didn't see it inside. The Maral says in this Gemara that why does it say such a lashon of hachzira like tshuva? Why does it say lashon of teila of tshuva? There's only one lashon, says the Maral, of hachzara lahachzir b'tshuva.
Yeah.
There's only one time that you find the Indian of hachzara b'tshuva, and that's by doing tshuva. That's what it means. Hachzira like tshuva. Just while we're here, I think that's what the Maral says. Hachzira like tshuva, like taka. Arulay, they said, "Tnu lanu zman shloisha yamim." Give us 3 days. So the Maharal did 3 days. He could do tshuva because you have three parts to tshuva, right? You have charot alav, barka malas, and vito. It takes time. Basalev zvad batku. They did a bedika. V'loy batzu tshuva. Okay. However you want to touch it. Biyad baruchu, they ran away. Bidichu say the same. Kishay zroyos v'charbeyan. Kishay netuais. They left everything. The fields were planted. They got free chita, free sa'ira, and everything was beautiful. Free grapes, anaviv. Kishay netuais. V'aysa shana shviyas haysa tzibut. It was shviyas, and we didn't have our own so much. This was a mess of shvita. Okay. So what do we say about basis gavia ben pasisa? Did Shuv Pamacha, says the Gemara, another story. Bo B'nei Mitzrayim, leave your name.
This is the one.
Bo B'nei Mitzrayim, yeah.
If some come from the mountain, it says you'll come back to the land and everything, houses that you didn't build. It's talking about this period or this?
No. It's for sure the Pesukim of the Navi, which we're is talking about after the Ba'i Shlishi, or during the Ba'i Shlishi. For sure. Comes the B'nei Mitzrayim. Right? This is the state, you know, Alexander the Great.
Give us the money back.
Right. Lo duni vav Yisrael, lifnei Alexander's buktan, amruloi, arehu oiber, arposik, v'ashev nosan eschein ha'am, b'nei Mitzrayim, v'ayash ilum, quotes the second pasuk that Hashem gave. Okay, in other words, v'ayash ilum, why does it quote the second pasuk? Because the Goyim are saying, the Mitzrayim are saying, don't tell me a Rashbam. Don't tell me a Ramsadi Goyim or a Hirsch. Vayashilum, you can't boo from this puzzle. Vayashilum, we lent it to you. We're Shoyalim. You're Shoyalim. We're lending it to you. Tznu, Ladu, Kesef, Vizav. You see, it wasn't just clay Kesef. Tznu, Ladu, Kesef, Vizav, Shinatalta, Vibenu. So you see clearly from this puzzle that Vayashilu means to borrow. It doesn't mean to be Mavakesh, clearly from the Gemara, clear. Not the Chachamim could have answered right here, hey, you gave it to us. Could have answered, you gave it to us. We were Mavakesh, you gave it to us. That's not what they answered. Not the Chachamim, not the Mitzrayim. Everybody knew to shot in this pasuk. Omar Gevio ben Pasisa. Comes Gevio bar Pasisa, and he says to the Chachamim, Nochabot. Newly Rishus Ve'eloch Ve'aduni Boim Lifnei Alexandrus Yilatzchuni Amrulam Hedyot Shemar Nitzachte. Same logic. V'imani Anateach Ve'isam Amrulam Teres Moshe Rabbeinu Nitzachte Nosnu Le Rishus Ve'holach Ve'don Imoyem. Omar Lohem, and he used the same tech. Amr Lohem Ve'hechen Atem Ve'vi'in Raya Amr Lohem Vina Torah. The Raya is Vina Torah. Amr Lohem So, okay, we're talking learning, we're talking Torah, this I have what to talk about. So this is the international law based on the Torah. Fascinating. Based on the Torah. It means that, you know, it's so interesting that, you know, years ago, about 20 years ago, in our time, when the Arabs were claiming that Yerushalayim belongs to them, the time of Arafat, so they said, what's your raya? It's clear, it's a Gemara, it's a Teshefta, it's a Pasuk. You're bringing our, that's what they came with. Shedemar says, how do you know it be not Torah? Umoisha b'nei Yisrael, hello. Asher yoshvu b'mitzrayim shloishim shana v'arba b'yoy shana. 430 years. Tu lanu schar avoyda shal shishim ribui shashim asha shishamta b'mitzrayim shloishim shana v'arba b'yoshana. You owe us 430 years of compensations, reparations. Now, the truth is that he says, and multiply shishim ribui. Obviously, you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars and people. And it wasn't really true, his title, because we weren't really avodah for 430 years. How many years were we avodah? 10 years. And we weren't all shishim ribui.
That's a little reading.
Huh?
He's going with the little reading.
Oh, so that's the chat. The chat is, you want to talk Torah? We'll talk Torah. I'm not bringing you Chazal. I'm not bringing you a Rishaji guy. I'm not bringing you the Chumash. So you want to go to the Chumash? You owe us more money. Thank you, give us more money.
Also, shishim ribui was only after Choshech. That was only a fifth.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Abushin.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that, but I'll take it. Let me just agree for now. Amrlan Alexander's Bukhtan Hachziru Lai Tshuva. Okay, tshuva. Abrulai tnu lanu zman shloisha yavim nasalem zman batku v'loi matzot tshuva. Miyad hidichu sebeseim kishen zhurois karmeyem kishen utuois ubaruchu vois en shana shviya soisa. And then the Gemara tells a third story, a very similar story about the Bnei Yishmael, our story, the Bnei Yishmael that are coming and saying the same thing, except they're coming with the more of life. Not saying give us the land that belongs to ours, but not saying give us the money that belongs to us. They're saying let's split it. Two-state solution, right? This is what we're talking about here, because of Bnei Yishmael. After all, Avraham Avinu had a Yitzchak and he had a Yishmael, so let's just divide down the middle and everybody's happy. Okay, so Gavia, but Basisa gave a tshuva for that also, but that's not the. If you're learning the Torah, Vayitein Avraham es kol asher loy le Yitzchak ulebnei hapilakshim asher le Avraham nosen Avraham matonois. Matonois. How did he give him matonois if he gave kol asher loy to Yitzchak? So the answer is Nazakeinu Valitoisus gave him the Kedushas Hashem. Different terutzim, things that were not part of the Kinyan of Eretz Yisrael, but he certainly didn't give up the land of Eretz Yisrael. Sarah said, "Lo yirash ben ha'ova hazayis ibni Yitzchak." It's not going to happen. That's what Sarah said, and Avraham Avinu heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu say that. Listen, kol asher tovil chasar shma b'koyla. So you have no taina. So this is the story of Gavia ben Basisa. So makes it a little bit easier.
We're still using the same thing. 1,000 years later, they're using the same.
Unbelievable. So at least we can understand that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to borrow from the Mitzriim, they were really taking back what was owed to them. Makes it a little bit better. Make it even better, the Medrash Tanchuma says that there was another Sfar, not this Gemara, there was another Sfar. Look who brought all this money into Mitzrayim anyway. Okay, from Yosef. Yosef was baroking the whole world to bring money into Mitzrayim. This is not your money. So like, everything is just evening out over here with this Vayashilu. I just want to point out Lahalacha for a minute. That Lahalacha, so the din is like this. The din is the well-quoted Rush in Shulchan Aruch, well-quoted Rush, Chumasar Rush. Rush is a Klal Kuf Yud, Simon Gimel, Lashon HaRush, Rashoi, Hapoyol, La'akev, Hatefet, Shehigia, Liyadeh. The middle of a long Tshuva, if I'm a Poyol, if I'm working, and then you decide, I worked for you, we made up a certain schar, this is what you're supposed to pay me, and then you decide, sorry, I'm not paying you. Okay, so I like, what am I supposed to do? You're not paying me. I could take you to Hotzah Alapoel, I could do it, but in the meantime, I have your car, I have the company car. Yeah. I have your shovel, I have your credit card. Yeah. So what's the halacha? You owe me clearly. We're not talking about now the Torah. The Torah is like you have to have two titles. There's two stunts to a Torah. And he says like this, he says like that. There's not a Torah, it's a clear thing. You owe me money. You're even admitting to me that you're owing me money. So being that you're admitting that you're owing me money, now it's just the job of the base to not to adjudicate between the two sides, but to be motzi from one side and give it to the other side. You don't have to be motzi. I already have the car. I'm fine. I'm good. You have the problem because I have the chazak, right? Talk for car. So here we have a case, says the Rosh, that I'm holding by the building materials, I'm holding the things in my hand, I'm holding your car, I have the keys to your car in my hand. So the halacha is Rashoya Poyol La'akiv Achefet Sheigia LeYadai. I'm allowed to keep that as tashlum. It's fine. That's the deal. So if we understand that, we can start to understand that basically the Klal Yisrael worked unfairly, although there was no, I don't know, maybe I don't think there was a clear upmach of they're going to pay, even at the beginning, of exactly what they're going to pay and how much. Maybe it seems to be mashma from the pesukim that they took them as employees first and then they were marv the avoda. But for Klal Yisrael, it was a question of this is our stuff. This is our stuff. Now, let me just show you the halacha for a minute. The Trumas HaDeshen brings, this is all not my case of the Torah. The Trumas HaDeshen, the Torah is serious. The Trumas HaDeshen brings the Rosh, Trumas HaRosh, and he brings, but there's a Takonis Rabbeinu Tav. The Takonis Rabbeinu Tav is that we don't do this. We hold that Hatfasa is can uproot the whole judiciary system of Klal Yisrael, and if everybody starts keeping what they think is theirs, where at least did Valais die, and it's going to be a hefker belt. So Rabbeinu Tam was misaking the takana, not just for his community, but for the whole Klal Yisrael, whoever's listening to Rabbeinu Tam. He was misaking that we don't do this, you should be mostly take it to Basin. He says that it is better, sof kol sof, because if although you should take it to Basin, but Basin is not going to disadvantage you because you were a nice guy and gave it back. They're going to consider it as if you still have a chazaka. Uh-huh. So in terms of the chazaka, Rabbeinu Tam says he didn't lose anything, but in terms of like honoring the system and letting there be a system of Basin, letting there be a system of peace, asisa yosher v'atoyf, so let's create a situation where you're giving it back, and let's be a match, let's argue about it properly, and we'll consider the chazaka with you. So says Rabbeinu Tam. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're supposed to give it back. Comes the Trumas Hadeshen, this is in Shin Hei, the Trumas Hadeshen in Shin Hei, and he brings the Rabbeinu Tam, he brings the Rosh, and he brings the Rabbeinu Tam, and this is where it all ends up in the Rabbah, quoting this Trumas Hadeshen, the Rabbah is an Ayin Beis and Chosha Mishpat, says the Trumas Hadeshen, there's another yeah but here, but that the Takana of Rabbeinu Tam was Hani Mili, if the other party is a Tzayas Dina. If he's a Tzayas Dina, he's going to go to Beis Dina, we're going to deal like with a bench. Some seder, so we'll go to Beis, we'll deal with like a bench. So if the Rabbeinu Tam's Takana, what if the other person is an Ein Tzayas Dina, he's not listening to Beis Dina, or he's a Goy, he's not interested in our Beis Dina, or in Halacha, or he's a Gavra, a Lima, says the Trumas Hadeshen, he's somebody that's going to take the money and run, or beat me up, or something like that, right? We're dealing with the Mafia over here. So in such a case, where he's an Ein Tzayas Dina, these are all hypotheses of Ein Tzayas Dina, so then the Halacha is that you should be typhus and just keep it for yourself. However, here's the last thing that the Rabbah says. Hani mili kishabali yadai behetir. Abu kishabali yadai beisir leislad baz lashon of the Rabbah. That means to say that it doesn't mean that if I think that you owe me money, even if I'm a poel and you were my boss, it doesn't mean that I'm allowed to go in the middle of the night to you with a gun and hold you up and say, give me my money. My money or your life. Yeah. It's not. Doesn't work. Because it's an isir. But it's Shekzel, I'm taking my own thing, but Sokosof, it's in your hands. If you want to be mostly from, if you want to be mostly a chafetz or money or something from the out of somebody else, you have to go to a basin. There's no such thing as grabbing it, right? It's a cold alum govar. So if it comes out you take Zela, so then it doesn't work. So what happens over here? What happens over here? I think the lumpness might be that Klal Yisrael had to borrow the money. So if I'm borrowing the money, so now you have a das bakna and a das koyna. Once you have a das bakna and a das koyna, it was baliyadi birushus behetir. Once it's baliyadi behetir, now I decide I want to keep it because it's my right to keep it. Yeah. So it could be that in the lumpness of it, you need vayashilum, you need the chayin, and once you need the chayin, you need the hashola. When you have a shoyl. And a person who's lending it, so now everything is kosher v'yosher. Now I'm running away from Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim running back. I don't have to pay you back. So you have like a hechatimsa. You can build a hechatimsa where it was a gil liyadav beheter, and since it was a gil liyadav beheter, so they're allowed to keep it.
Very good.
Okay, it's good and it's not good. First of all, you know it's interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu was Isaac with Bezos Hayav. I saw. I think in the Kli Chemda, I think he says like, "What's the pshat?" Because Baruch Hu said a mitzvah to be Osek. He says, "Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu was Osek and Asmus Yosef." So why did he do the mitzvah? He told everybody else to do the mitzvah. He wasn't grabbing money from the mitzvah. So the Kli Chemda says what?
We shave it later b'chalal.
Oh, let's only shave it later. But first, Moshe Rabbeinu himself. So Kli Chemda says very beautifully. So Moshe Rabbeinu, the business mitzvah was the Asmus Yosef. Okay. Beautiful to have the mitzvah. I can chop Yosef here and I can do the mitzvah. Where what?
We know.
Shem and Levi, as you say, didn't work as I'm right? So nothing was owed to them. If nothing was owed to them, and it says Mavurish in Chazal, unless I'm not medayik correctly, that Kol Yisrael Osku B'Bizas Mitzrayim. Osh Rabbeinu Osek B'Atzmus Yosef. Kol Yisrael, Kolol Shevet Levi. So Shevet Levi, there was no Choshev Mishpat here in the Shevet Levi. So first of all, the Taina is Shvach, so maybe they didn't have the Mitzriyim Shal Yomeinu, or at the time of Alexander the Great, didn't have that, the Shevet Levi didn't work, just like most Jews don't have it, so the Mitzrayim didn't have either. So okay, but I'll leave it to Ebbes. I'll leave it to Ebbes. I mean, what's the heter? Is the heter only this? Otos.
How do you know that there wasn't gold and silver in the Kever Yosef?
And was Bezos Mitzrayim.
Yeah, he took it out when he went
there. Why would there be gold and silver?
Because that's how they buried Egyptians.
Okay. I like the Busser answer better. Yeah, sure, I bet it was looking for gold and silver.
That's
how they got it. Okay. Also
good
tarts.
He needed to
think of it. It's still a funny thing, though, that he told everyone to do this, but when he's doing it differently.
He knew that would be actually out until he's there.
I have to give another share. It might be bad. It's another alumnus you need over here of Moshe Rabbeinu's hefter. But I'll call upon whatever his hefter is. I'm sure it's okay. Like whatever Moshe Rabbeinu did, all the clients, including Shevet Levi, was taking the Jesus to try.
He was brought up in Beit Tzara, which would have been his name, you know.
Yeah.
But Moshe Rabbeinu got his
different power. These things, all the base power went into the pyramid. Didn't
Moshe Rabbeinu got his wealth after the car of the second Mukos.
He didn't get any gold and silver. You hear the answer? Riot. Ivan Nisasher, Moshe Rabbeinu.
If it was a new parai, then maybe the new parai started off with Perach as well, or the new parai was straight away the Avodah Tashas. Maybe they never had any wages from the new parai. So,
yeah. Let me say something which is maybe drush, maybe radical. Maybe pshat. You know, drush and radical is not a spiritual pshat. Take it or leave it. I'm just talking about my own svar, but I think ish pesavash a svar. First of all, the whole vice is a funny vice. They said they're going out for 3 days. Okay, like how much money do you need? Like to go out for 3 days? Take a tuna fish sandwich. You know, take a barbecue. Like load up the car. But I mean, like you know, I need a car. By Nazus Mitzrayim, I mean, isn't it bundled? Like, you know, like, you have to take out everything from Mitzrayim. It's like whole story is a funny story. I think this is what happened. I have a feeling that this is the Emes insight into this whole story, and it changes everything, if you'll allow me. First of all, we have to understand Mitzrayim. You know, like, get every, like, children's book and later movie that you see about Mitzrayim and Paro, you know, we're not talking about here the Prince of Egypt. We're talking about the superpower of the world. Mitzrayim was and was and was and was for generations, all the way up to the time of Yechezkel that we know, where the Paro of that time, the time of Yechezkel, Korban, by his Rishon, Li Yoiri, so they were so. When we're talking about the Egyptians, understand that we're talking about the seat of culture. Understand that we're talking about everything that was civilized, what they consider to be civilized, everything that was correct in this world, everything that had to do with economy, had to do with Egypt, and Paro was the head of it. Ad kedei kach that they considered themselves Eloi Hosbib Chamocha Ba'elim Hashem.
Yeah.
Talking about the Mitzrayim and Paro. This was huge. Comes a Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu. But, you know, comes a Moshe Rabbeinu, walks into a Paro which he never knew, and he says, here's what's got to happen here. You need to empty out your economy to us. Can you imagine, like, somebody going to President, like, Obama? Like, here's what we want from you. We are the chosen people. You are, you know, Bnei Chav. Here's what we need. First of all, there's a few million Jews here. Out of here. No more. Your whole economy is apart. Second of all, you have money? Give it to us. You have gold? Give it to us. You have clothes? Us. Everything else. Where are you going with it? We're taking it. We're out of here. We're going to Israel. Go to Israel. We're going to take it to the state of Israel. Okay?
For 3 days.
I mean... I mean, let's just, I'm not, you know, Russia. But I mean, let's just crawl into his mind for 1 minute. Let's establish 1 minute. I don't want to be there more than a minute. But let's crawl into his mind for a minute. Like, you know, somebody like Paro, the superpower of the world, the biggest country in the world. This Paro, by the way, was like an import from Asia. If you look at it, Rob says, these were like serious, serious world leaders in a world economy and millions of people in Mitzrayim, much more than there were Jews. There are millions of Jews, but there are tens of millions. We want everything. Who said so? Hashem. He's asking a legitimate question. Mi Hashem? What? Mi Hashem? Ma Hashem? What Hashem? What the? Like, a whole country, the whole Egyptian culture, the whole history of Egypt should go down the drain because you're coming and telling me Taliyos. Okay, so he turns the thing into a snake. Yeah, fair, but I'm not convinced. I mean, I would not be convinced. Would you be? I mean, you know, if you, that's my minute in Paro's mind.
Yeah.
Understand what you're asking me here. Understand what you're talking because, even if we ease up on the Avoda, which he did. He eased up after a couple of Akos on the Avodas Paref of Klal Yisrael. But you're going to take everything? And what's the time? Why should we give you everything? Because Hashem said so? No. Because the purpose of this world, Moshe Rabbeinu says, is B'nai Yisrael. B'ni B'chori Yisrael. But the B'chor here, that's the Yetzias Mitzrayim. The B'chor in this world is not Chom, and it's not Yofes. It's shame. And it's not Kol Hashem, it's not Yishmael, it's Avraham. And it's not Kol Avraham, it's Yitzchak, and it's Yaakov, and it's us. B'ni B'chari Yisrael is going on us. We are the Abba Nibchor, all of this money belongs to us. Why? Not because we want money. Because we, the purpose of this world is to make a Malchus L'Hashem. That is the purpose of the creation of Klal Yisrael, to make Malchus L'Hashem, to make this world Hashem's world, the Li Kol Ha'aretz. You're not doing it with your pyramids. You're not doing it with your gold and silver. Give us the money and we'll do with it. You know what the biggest kasha is that I didn't even ask? Forget about the fact that this money was obtained unethically, so to speak, for the meantime. What did they do with the money at the end? They gave it to the Mishkan.
Yeah.
Moshe Rabbeinu made a tagbit. He made an appeal. And everybody's bringing up gold and silver, generous people. Yafes, so Kostayer, what money are you bringing? The money that I borrowed from the Egyptians. So the whole Mishka, the Mizbeach, everything was built, the Aron Kodesh was built with the money that we borrowed from the Egyptian. And here's where the pshat begins. Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu's taina to Paro was, I'm telling you, we are the Abba Nibchor, this is what the money is for. The money is to build a Mishka.
Yeah.
Now what it's for, what the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this Gashmius of the world to begin with, all the Gashmius that you have, Ke'eretz, Ke'gan Hashem, Ke'eretz Mitzrayim, the reason why he did all that is so that we can make a Dira B'Tachtoinim. Uh-huh. So a Dira B'Tachtoinim, you're not making a Dira B'Tachtoinim. Who's going to make the Dira B'Tachtoinim? My brothers and sisters are going to make the Dira B'Tachtoinim. We're going to take it, give us the money. Paro said, no, okay. Not because of the pressure of the Makos. But the Makos were a Vayechazik Hashem as Lev Paro. The pressure of the Makos didn't faze him. But apparently, at some point, he began to be Maharer after Choshech, after Barod rather, he began to be Maharer and say, Hashem, is Emes Va'adi Va'abi Rishoy. Okay, what does that mean? What am I showing? Because I'm trying to protect my economy? Maybe that's where the money is supposed to go. So you know what happened? Listen to this. The Mitzriim said to Klal Yisrael, how are you going to build a Mizbeah? How are you going to build an Aron Shel Zav? How are you going to go to Eretz Yisrael empty-handed? How are you going to build a Beis HaMikdash over there? How are you going to build a Mishkan Shiloh? How are you going to do this? We'll lend you the money. Because if we have the money, and you are the Abba Nibchor, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu has demonstrated here in Mitzrayim, it's clear, we're willing, by the Chayin Ha'av was made, in Mitzrayim, they understood their Chayin. You understand? They understood their Chayin. This is not Stab of people. These are people that are going to take our money, you know, like you give your money to Lake Mason, Wells Fargo, American Express. Okay, they'll make a little more money out of it, hopefully. Maybe they'll make less money out of it. We're going to give you your money. You're going to turn it into Ruchnius, you're going to turn it into Shechina. You're going to bring Hashras Shechina with our money. Take the money. What an investment that is. Vayinatzlus Mitzrayim ad kedekach was the chenom. V'gav ha'ish moishe godol bo'oid b'enei Mitzrayim. Everybody said, we're going with them. We're investing with them. That's where we're going to do. That's where we're going to give our money. So you know what happens? They give them the money. It was a she'ela, not with no expectation, la'aniyos da'iti, of getting their gold and silver back. But Klal Yisrael, but Yibachar Yisrael, you bring the shechita here. you get us back to Gan Eden.
Mm-hmm.
Bring us Mashiach. Let there be a situation where Asid Ha'ilonais, Mustama Moshe Rabbeinu spoke like this. Lahotzi Gluskais. If you support the Jewish people, there's going to be a Mashiach. Lo yisa goy el goy el. There won't be a land bridge between the Babylonians and the Egyptians with war and cherev baritzecha. No, there's going to be a type of Mashiach. So we'll give you the money, but you need to produce. You need to deliver. What happened by the Chorban Bayis Rishon? We didn't deliver. After the Chorban Bayis Rishon, we came back to Eretz Yisrael. The Egyptians came back to Klal Yisrael for Alexander Bukhtar. They said, they didn't deliver. There's no goods. Where's the Shechina? Where's the Mashiach? Where's the Gan Eden? You know what the Ramchal says? That if Adam Arishon would have never been Chayta, we'd still be in Gan Eden. What we're trying to get back to, the Zaman of Mashiach, is the original Gan Eden. That's all. Everything is just in between. So we're looking for Gan Eden. Where's the Gan Eden? We had a shtickel Gan Eden, Kegan Hashem Beretz Teretz Mitzrayim. We had a shtickel Gan Eden in this world, but where's the one that you promised us? So give us back our money. We want our money back. Okay?
Wow.
It's a whole different pshat.
Yeah.
So the pshat is that Klal Yisrael, this was such a good title that the Mitzrayim had. Okay? So comes Davia Ben Pasisa. And he tells him, look, anyways, it's not your money. Anyways, we worked. Anyways, it belongs to us.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're making a Beis HaMikdash. The pshat is this, that the soif is v'chiyach ad etchila. U'b'zeh asayim. That there's a debt. There's a debt here to Mitzrayim. There's a debt here to Canaan. There's a debt because what Mitzrayim gave us, the superpower of the world, was so that we can produce and we can deliver with it. Our job then, Nibachar Yisrael, is to create the Shechina. Our job is to make a Dira, LaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'tach Toivim. We thought you did in the Bayis Rishon, we left you alone. There was a Golus. Bayis Sheni, let's see. Let's see what happens.
Bayis Rishon.
Okay. Maisa, Bayis Sheni, was Matzliach, wasn't Matzliach. I want to tell you one thing. I'm ending at 2 minutes to one. The Goyin in Kol Elyo, I was so taken with it, I wrote it down. The Vilna Gaon as follows. Vaya Shimun. Here's Rashi, says the Goyin Kol Elyo. Vaya Shimun, and they lent us the money. Says Rashi, Kidvar Moshe. Like Moshe said, break the going, Yesh Ladakhtek, Allah before his own, Na Yisrael also Kidvar Moshe, Vishalu Mitrai, Klay Kesav, Klizav, Bach Hiddush on Rashi, Bazeh, Kidvar Moshe. What's the Hiddush of Rashi when he says Kidvar Moshe? Everybody understood that this whole thing was Kidvar Moshe. What's the Hiddush of Rashi? Says the going, in his way, okay, first of all, let's understand the Gemara says above a Kavo, that Lavavav, Shor Shal Yisrael, Shadogach Shor Shal Mitzri, Potter. Why? You see, Dugach Shor Isha Shor Re'ehu V'loi Shor Shal Mitzri. So says the Goyin that they, the Mitzriim, are obviously not called Re'ehu. So why does it say in the Torah, Vayishalu Isha Re'ehu V'isha Me'ez Ru'usa? Why, what was the Isha? Isaac Akasha of the Goy. What's my Yishalu? Yishmei Yisrael. All of a sudden, like, you know, we're chubby, we're sitting in the same Kretschmer with the Egyptians over here. Yishmei Yisrael. Yishmei Yisrael. Like, we're making, We probably make those parties you make for kalas. Everybody, let's give the Jews this, let's give the Jews that. Like a shower, right? The shower gives us the gifts. They have to taste it. They have to taste it, says the guy. Says the guy, Al-Karachach Tzarech Leibar Delay Hayyu Bichalas of Lassus Kazais. They could never have gotten anybody from the Goyim. If Loyash or Mikoydim Yachufas Yitzra Lassus Chesed Ishibre Eyu Vazai Oilov Chesed Yibole. Has the guy that the Ishis Re'eyu is like this. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu told him to do. You want to be Batzliach? First of all, Ishis Re'eyu beats Jews and their fellow Jews. Go lend each other things. What do you have, a little bit of border? Give it to them. You have a little bit of lettuce? Give it to them. You have some matzah? Share it. Make a chabura for a Karban Pesach. Make a chabura. Ishis Re'eyu is not going on the Goyim. Ishis Re'eyu is going on each other. Now that we each gave each other Ishis Re'eyu, so now it's possible. Wow, what a people.
Yeah.
They're giving each other, doing each other chesed in a moment of desperation. They're doing each other chesed. What happens when we do each other chesed? What happens when we become an Ishes Re'ehu? What a beautiful guy. What does it mean for us? It's such an unbelievable thing. I think he holds up what I'm saying. That what we're talking about over here is nothing less than the Geula HaAsida. Mm-hmm. Our achrayus is to create the Geula HaAsida, and we have to take vayashilu of everything that we allegedly and actually took from the Goyim, from Mitzrayim. We have to use it for Kli Kesef and Kli Zav. Kli Yisrael brought it to the Mishkan, and we have to continue to bring it to the Mishkan. But you have to understand something. In order to bring the Geula HaAsida, Vayiten es Chayin, the key word here is Chayin. The Neviim speak about the fact there's going to be a Chayin Ha'am the time before Mashiach comes. And everybody who wants to participate is going to come to Klal Yisrael and say, take! Nah!
Uh-huh.
Right? Take! Why? Because we want to be part of it.
Yeah.
Like the Ramchal says, if you're not part of it, you're extinct. You're gone. The Goyim understand this. They want to be part of it. What's the lashon over there? 60,000 for every Jew. It's all fine. We're willing to do everything for you. We're vaynatzlos mitzrayim. But you have to. When is this going to come? First of all, you have to have an ishus re'ehu, says the Goyim. First of all, I got to get rid of the sinas chinam. If you get rid of the sinas chinam, so then you have a chance that we're going to come. There's no mashiach. There's chorban when there's sinas chinam. There's chorban bias. There's no binyan bias. So the first thing is, you got to build the bias. That's only going to come when you have an Ish Re'ehu. Once you have an Ish Re'ehu, we're there with you. We're there with you. We'll give you even more. We'll give you what we have throughout the whole Golos, and we should be so full of coffee here of you.
Amen.
Amen.